The content in this magazine could contain references of topics and difficult subject matter that may be triggering. Please honour yourself, inner knowing, and proceed with whatever help or guidance you feel is intuitively aligned.
Welcome to the Sovereign Magazine podcast. I'm the founder of Sovereign, Nicole George, and I'm so happy you are here. Sovereign Magazine guides women to tune into and embody their highest selves. And in this podcast, you'll hear from women walking the path to self-discovery and empowerment, and who want to share their stories with you. Through heart-led conversations with our inspiring contributors, you'll hear the voices behind the articles written for our monthly digital online magazine. This is your chance to hear from women from all around the globe who are creating a movement based on the energy of the moon. Here's your host, Sovereign's in-house moon mentor, Miranda Murphy-Gall.
Welcome back to Nicole George, CEO and founder of Sovereign Magazine. I'm delighted to be chatting with you again. You always have so much wisdom and value to share. Nicole, we have Sovereign's theme of the month for May, and it is the need for stability. And so let's begin, as always, with the question, what does the need for stability mean to you?
So stability often comes with a sense of safety for me. So whenever anything is predictable or stable, that's generally how I gauge my safety. It is only in the last few years have I been able to lean into the unknown and the uncomfortable or the unstable and really trust that when things are a little bit shaky or not predictable and not in my control, that I can still find stability within that. So stability for me is an inner knowing that things are going to be okay, turn out okay, and have some faith and trust in the process.
Lovely. I think that a lot of people will be resonating with that. And obviously there are times when we don't feel stable though, right? And so we have to somehow get there when we need to. So in your article in May, the title of your article is actually called Staying True to Your Sovereignty. And I would love for our listeners to understand how you feel following your truth and how being in our sovereignty really connects to this feeling of stability.
Yeah, so a concept I've been kind of playing around with for probably the last year is this. It's not my idea for sure, but anybody who might be new to the concept of this constructed identity that we are given pretty much from birth, whether that's from family members, parents, society, whomever, most of us grow up and are bred a constructed society. So let me just give you an example for myself. Go to school, get good grades, go to college, get good grades, get a job, make a lot of money, buy a lot of stuff. That's basically kind of the constructed identity. And be a good girl, you know, don't go outside of that constructed identity. And so there was no place for myself, like who truly is Nicole? And so I was living this life for 40 years of this constructed identity, always making decisions that aligned with that part of me. And so now I'm finding myself. So I've been on a 4-year journey of truly trying to find out who I am as a person. But what is my sovereignty? How do I stand in my power? Who is Nicole? What are my values? What is my belief system? And so that is to me what sovereignty means. It's finding your deepest, most inner part of yourself, your inner knowing that is only yours, that hasn't been constructed by anyone else.
Yeah. And I just want to bring up the fact, as I was listening to your version of a constructed identity, it occurs to me that, you know, everyone will have a different constructed identity depending on where they're born, how they grow up, what kind of values are around them. You know, I was just watching a a woman on Instagram, actually, who was talking about how her constructed identity was to basically be a wife and to rely 100% on her husband's income and for her just to make babies. And then when she ended up in a divorce situation, she needed to really find herself because she didn't have anything in her name, nothing financial. She had never had that kind of like make a lot of money in her constructed identity even. And so I think that people are going to experience this in very different ways. But it seems to me that along the life path, we do come upon a point where we need to face our own sovereignty, where we need to face like who we truly are underneath it all. And sometimes that is uncomfortable and destabilizing even in itself.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. So a fascinating part of the definition of stability that you took from the Merriam-Webster dictionary says, stability is to develop forces or moments that restore the original condition. So what do you feel is your original condition? And how can our listeners get back to or restore their own original condition?
Yeah, I loved this definition so much because it reminded me actually of being born. My original condition was born with me, and it was, as I say, bred out of me, just like so many things in our society. So my true essence came into this world on my birth date, and that's what I'm trying to reclaim. And so for our listeners, some takeaways that I would love to give them for trying to find what their original conditioning is and state, if you will, is what makes you happy? What brings you joy? What doesn't feel ick? I often use that a lot in conversation is if it's making you feel icky, pause. You don't necessarily have to make a decision in that moment. Go back and go to your intuition. Take a pause. Wait to respond. Anytime you're having those experiences of being unsure, pause. I think we are in such a quick society right now that we just want to decide, move on, and then later you might be like, why did I make that decision? So really start to connect back into your intuition because you were born with it. Everybody has it. I think just everybody has lost that connection to their own innate essence, if you will. And so really begin to go down the process of following what feels good first. And then it will be like a little rabbit hole that you'll start to go down. You'll want to know more. And what does this mean? And, you know, who's my inner child? I do a lot of shadow work and inner child work because almost everything leads back to my childhood and what I experienced. So there is a wide range of things that you can do, but I would say just start to feel. I think so many of us are numb or we sedate in different ways, not necessarily have to be, you know, with drugs or anything like that, but we sedate by avoiding. That's my biggest sedation tool is to avoid. And so look at yourself, watch yourself. I always give the example of if you can try to have almost like an outer body experience, come up to a higher level above yourself and watch yourself every day. How are you responding? What are you feeling in that moment? Are you people pleasing? Ask yourself all of these questions and kind of become your own little mentor or guide above your head, just watching yourself, noting there's nothing you need to do necessarily yet. But see how you're reacting to the world, reacting to people, reacting for yourself. Are you following what feels good or are you choosing to do something different in that moment? So those are just a few of the takeaways that I would love the listeners to be able to help themselves begin to go back to their original conditioning.
Some of that is like really actually quite high level. I would say that the the witness bearing is actually a principle in Buddhism or in meditation, where we do like kind of become the witness of our own minds or of our own breath. And so I really loved how, for those of you listening and not watching, Nicole was like raising her hand kind of above her head when she was saying, like, witnessing yourself, like going up and above and almost out of your body to watch yourself. And so that idea of kind of coming out of ourselves and almost looking down on ourselves was really conveyed for me, who I'm sitting here having a video conversation with Nicole. I wanted to share a favorite quote from your article where you say, "Grounding myself in my inner knowing is essential to my day-to-day stability." And so if someone was wanting to know how to ground themselves into their inner knowing, could you give them some pointers on how to do that?
Yeah, I actually want to go back to how I started, because 4 years ago, I didn't know anything about personal enrichment or anything like that. And you were talking about how some of the suggestions I gave were really high level. But I remember this distinct moment about 4 years ago where I was standing in front of the sink doing the dishes. And I didn't know where to start or where to begin. So I started with one question, and I would just ask myself in each moment, how are you doing? And that for me just allowed a connection to myself that nobody else could answer. How am I doing in this moment? And I said to myself, I don't want to do these dishes right now. And for the first time, I put them down and I went and I sat on the couch for 15 minutes just to relax. It had been a really busy day, and I honored my inner knowing. My inner knowing just needed a break in that moment, and I just relaxed. And after that 15 minutes, I was like a new person. It was almost magical. I really felt connected to myself. It felt good honoring myself. It felt good talking to myself and just not pushing through anymore. And so that is one simple thing you can do each day, is just ask yourself, how am I doing? Or my favorite thing is, what do I need in this moment? And so that's just a really good initial way to start connecting into your inner knowing and knowing your intuition. Now, as you get further along on the journey, you'll really start to get a lot of intuitive nudges and what I like to call downloads from your spirit team and all of that. So that will come later, but just start really simple and listening to the little messages that come through, because they are true. You've just been told a lot that it's not true. So, but it is. Everyone has intuition. So trust in your inner knowing, trust in your intuition. You are your best guide.
One of the more personal aspects of your article, Nicole, is that you reveal your discovery that you have not one, but two mother wounds. Can you share with me how that is possible and what that means to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my personal journey is quite interesting. So I'm sure there are plenty out there that can identify with this family structure. So at 6 months old, my biological mom and dad divorced because my mother was a drug addict and an alcoholic. And so she left my brother and I with my dad, who ended up remarrying. So then I gained a stepmom. A lot of people call them bonus moms, but in my case, I regained a different type of mother who I would say was immature. She was 21 when she took on my brother and I. And so not only did I have, while I was growing up, the wound of losing my biological mother who birthed me at a very young age, but then I gained an immature mother after that, who really, I think, was trying to find herself and her way in the world, and often didn't properly parent me in the way that I needed. And so I grew up with these two wounds and not knowing that a lot of everything that I did every day was trying to please in order to gain the nurturing and the loving that I desired from a mother, which neither of them were educated or had parental guidance to allow them to be these mothers that I desired, which was, you know, really nurturing and would give me a hug or tell me they loved me, or, you know, those types of things that I think are the basic necessities of a child. Now, I would never fault them in terms of, you know, all the basics were cared for, but it was my soul and the little child in me that wasn't nurtured. And so that's how I have two wounds. And I didn't realize that until a couple of years ago. So there's a beautiful book by Lindsay C. Gibson, and she talks about this concept around immature parents. And it wasn't until I read her book that everything in my life started to make sense. Even for my brother, we are actually very different people. And she talks in the book about different types of children that can come from these situations. So I encourage anybody who perhaps is thinking this is a really good concept to read this book. But immature parenting is basically they grew up with no innate knowing of how to be a parent. And so their skills were, you know, subpar, if you will, and created either two types of children, an introvert or an extrovert. So introverts will likely seek personal development like myself, or an extrovert might seek external things like stealing or drug use, and they're constantly trying to reinvent themselves. So being a child of an immature parent can shape you, essentially, who you are and how you show up in the world. And so it's not to blame them, but it's to help you understand who you are as a person. And it really helped me understand who I am as a person and how I show up in this world. So just know that there are resources out there to help you go through any type of internal wounds that you might need to heal. And it's definitely a topic that I'm enjoying exploring right now.
Fabulous. And maybe we can put that book in the show notes so that people can reference it if they wish to. Thank you so much, Nicole. This has been a beautiful conversation. I've loved it. And thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Sovereign Magazine podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we did creating it for you. Nicole's full article is available for you to read now. Just head to sovereign-magazine.com. The Sovereign Magazine podcast will return the week of the June new moon, when I'll be hearing from the amazing women sharing their stories in our June magazine. And the theme of the month will be Emotions Rule. You can hear the first of those conversations with Holly Hawkins on June 6th. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media at The Sovereign Magazine. And we're always looking for incredible women to be featured in our magazine. Just go to sovereign-magazine.com/get-featured to see how you can be featured in our Global Women's Magazine.